Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy gonna give you something to drink.
Ah, yeah. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. And keep in mind, if you are keeping up with our series on Dracula, on Transylvania, hopefully we'll wrap it up next week on the program. And it transitions, actually, from Transylvania to me going over to London and doing the Jack the Ripper tour, going to the Tower of London, torture devices, crown jewels. The European experience continues. All that next week on the show, plus we have a guest that we're working on. Shelley Wright, Wright's Coin Shop.
Yes.
What's happening at Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Buying, selling crazy, crazy stuff. We have a bunch of new collector stuff that we put out.
Yeah.
And we are trying to keep up with the demand for all of the silver and the coins and the bullion that everybody wants. It was a little hard on Friday, but we've started to kind of catch up a little bit.
Well, I have my own little treasure trove.
Yes.
From Wright's Coin Shop. It's buried somewhere. You'll never know where. I won't even tell you, Shelley, where I buried my treasure trove.
I don't need to know.
It's 2012.
Right.
Things could hit the fan tomorrow. Any
yes.
moment.
Yes.
If somebody wants to take this thing called the dollar.
Yes.
Which we've seen traveling abroad. You know, you go to Romania, and your dollar's worth like 3.4 lei. You turn around, you go to England, and your dollar is worth like 50 cents. It changes a lot.
It does.
If somebody wants to actually get some substantial stockpile of gold and silver, how do they find you?
They can call me at the shop at 828-298-5402. Or they can come see me on Sweeten Creek Road. That's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Again, that number, 828-298-5402.
Yes.
And somebody can just call you and just talk to you.
Yes,
no
they
harm
can.
Done. If they don't like what they hear, they can just hang up the phone. You'll move on with your day.
Exactly.
So there's no harm in calling Shelley Wright. And do you actually answer the phone?
I do.
Really?
I do. Pretty often,
well,
yes.
This should be a 900 number.
You think so?
828. For now, it's not a 900 number. It's 828-298-5402.
And I had a bunch of listeners come and see me this week, and that was so nice.
You were telling me about that.
Yeah.
Well, people find you.
They stalk
did. You down.
They were so nice to me.
Mm,
we have great
thing,
listeners.
Because we know there's that one, it puts the lotion on its skin guy. He's somewhere out there.
Yeah. Don't call me skin lotion guy.
Mm. When's the last time you went to Arby's, Shelley?
I just don't remember. It's been a long, long, long time.
Forrest, how about you? When's the last time you went to Arby's?
Two nights ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Have a good experience there?
Had a very good experience there.
Okay. Arby's is not a sponsor, by the way, as far as I know. But now, you, Forrest, can comment more on this than Shelly can, because, okay, we've talked about how that in Europe, the bathrooms are awful. But, Shelly, once in a while, there's a big crowd, and you go into the man's room, right? The men's room.
Oh, yeah.
And you see the urinals on the wall.
Yes.
When you see a urinal on the wall, obviously, immediately, you're envisioning what happens with the urinal.
Well, I'm trying hard not to. Yes.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Men have the ability to more simply access a toilet.
Yes.
It's one of the nice things about being a man, Far.
It is.
But listen to this from Colorado. Headline is, Man Sues Arby's After a Urinal Incident. Apparently, they say it might be the strangest lawsuit you've heard of. A man from Colorado claims he was badly burned by a urinal in an Arby's. Says here, the lawsuit lists the victim, I won't give his name, says that he was, quote, utilizing the urinal in the men's restroom when it caused a jet of steam to shoot from the urinal and burn his genitals, end quote. A jet of steam? I know you're not as experienced with urinals as Forrest and I are. Forrest, we're experts on urinals, right? We've been using them our whole lives.
Yes.
You ever have, I mean, can you conceive of a jet of steam shooting forth and
How?
Burning your genitals?
How?
Yeah. Let's see here. According to the suit, quote, so he talked to an employee and he said, and he says, the guy who's complaining says, the employee told him, quote, we have a bathroom problem and it happens when the sink in the kitchen is running, end quote. They're claiming, you know, he says, an employee says, when they're running the kitchen sink, sometimes a jet of hot steam will shoot out of the urinal. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah.
Kitchen sink? I mean, well, a jet of hot steam melts your McNuggets?
I'm thinking no.
How?
I don't know. I have a stack of Dark 30 material in front of me, and I haven't even read half of this stuff. I've been too freaking busy. So we're just going to go through it. But, you know, sometimes it's good to read things fresh on the air, experience it along with all of you who are listening to the show for the first time. How about this? Indiana. 19-year-old man busted by the cops for walking down the street butt naked. And so the cops say to him, you know, we've talked about this. This is the best part of a cop's job.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Guy tells the cops, I'm doing it because this is opposite day. I usually walk down the street with clothes on. But it's opposite day, so I'm naked today. That was his explanation. So apparently the officer said, well, in that case, you are not going to jail for public indecency. And arrested the guy, took him to the jail, Marion County Jail, where he is locked up as of this reading. I saw his picture, and he looks like a guy who might enjoy life. Next in the list. This is kind of disturbing on a number of levels. Okay, I was just talking about a situation where a guy is being arrested by a cop. This is a story about a cop. And I don't know where this happened. Somewhere here in the U.S. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Yeah. Got to be a little bit careful about how I read this. Okay, so apparently a police officer in Santa Fe was in his squad car, and he was having a sexual conversation with somebody on his cell phone. Sexting is, I think, you know, what we call it. The officer, he says to the woman, presumably the woman, quote, "Oh yeah, show me those big, beautiful, you know, blanks." And he is enjoying himself. What the officer forgot was that his own dash cam.
I was going to say.
You knew it was the dash cam.
Your own candid camera.
His own dash cam is recording this entire thing. See, you're always on camera. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You say the stupidest things. You do the stupidest things. We're all celebrities now.
But still, his own dash cam.
10 minutes of footage, and, you know, beware the long arm of the law, they say. So the guy is in his own official public squad car and doing this. Isn't that weird? Okay, it only took me 3 stories in to get to Florida. Fort Lauderdale. Mimi the dog is recovering from assault. And it's the dark 30 hour, so I think you know what I mean when I say assault. White poodle. 5 years old, weighs 10 pounds. She's okay right now. 28-year-old man has been arrested for assaulting the dog. They're trying to find Mimi a new home now. I don't know the details here. It's probably a good thing. They call it a traumatic incident. But looks like the guy, I mean, this wasn't his dog. So, it's bad enough if it's your dog. But when it's somebody else's dog, I mean, imagine.
It's bad enough when it's a dog.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we're in a moral society. It's easy to forget that. Imagine seeing your dog treated this way. And I would definitely call that a treat. I don't know what I'm talking about. Next story. Oh, God. This is from New York. I tell you what, we're up on a break. I have a stack here. I'm just going to go through it. Just boom, boom, boom. Mobius calls this shotgun style. When we come back from the break, I will read this story from New York, and there's a word in the story that makes me a little uncomfortable. All I can tell you is it reminds me of Lord of the Rings, Bilbo Baggins. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Stranger than any.
at the Dark 30 Hour. And I'm Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to Speaking of Strange. This is the hour when we dig into the more outrageous, controversial material. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. So, you know, turn off the radio if you're sensitive. If you have kids around. If you don't want to hear just how dark and disgusting the world has gotten. And, you know, yeah, I'm sitting here and we're doing this show, this live program, and I find that there's a bell sitting here on the counter in the studio. I have no idea. It's like one of these little, come on, service, please. I don't know what this means. I don't know why it's here. Pete Callender must use it for something, but we have to, if this is going to be here every night from now on, we need to come up.
We got
to
incorporate it somehow.
Yeah, we got to figure out what happens when I do that.
Every time you read a Florida story.
I was
going to
say.
Good idea. Good idea. The Florida bell. Well, this story is from New York, and obviously, you know, we don't work for free here, so another little plug. Do you know about the wishing machine? Go to joshuapwarren.com. Look at the pictures from Transylvania. Look at the picture of Shelley with this weird thing zipping around her in her room there with Patricia. And you'll find a link there to the wishing machine, the radionics box. Now, I can't explain to you what this is. Watch the video there. See for yourself. The radionics box, the wishing machine. You'll see why we have sold these all over the world. And we've sold quite a few in New York State. And this story is from upstate New York. So, given this is the Dark 30 Hour, and you see that hand gesture, Shelley, that, you know, I'm holding an invisible object here. And, again, I don't feel comfortable saying this word on the radio, but it reminds me of Bilbo Baggins from The Hobbit. Well, a woman had a pink toy, and she's in trouble right now because she assaulted an officer with it. She hit him in the head with it. Thump, thump, thump. This is according to The Smoking Gun. 47-year-old woman. And they say that cops got a complaint about a quote, unwanted person at this woman's home at 3 in the morning. And said they showed up and the woman struck the officer on the forehead with one of these devices. The cop was not injured. I mean, you know, nothing serious. But the woman is in trouble now for assaulting a cop with the pink. Also from New York, headline. Woman charged with prostitution after using hot dog cart to solicit clients. Yeah. Do I even need to read anything more? I mean, the headline says it all. Hot dog stand. Woman soliciting herself. One woman said, quote, the way she dressed, you knew something wasn't exactly right there, end quote. So, you know, hot dog stand. I'm detecting a strange theme that's beginning to emerge. Not sure what it is. She was leaving, she had a history, they say, of leaving cards around for naked house cleaning, topless house cleaning. One woman said also, I always see her smoking a cigarette with a bra and bikini outside. Well, it is the perfect way to market your business, open up a hot dog stand. At least she's being somewhat productive. I mean, I'm sure if you go and have a hot dog, you're not forced into add-ons.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Give her a little slack. Let's see. Oh my goodness. This is a good one. Hang on a second. Where was it? Okay. I got to be careful how I read this. This is from the UK. A man basically called 911. 69-year-old man, and then he turned up at a hospital in the UK begging for help. because he needed them to remove a ring-shaped object from his body. Now, I'm not going to tell you where the ring-shaped object was, but it wasn't his fingers or toes. There's a hint. Fire crews, and I swear I'm reading this straight from the Mirror in the UK, fire crews were forced to use a, quote, precision cutting tool, end quote, to free the man, who had to sign a disclaimer acknowledging the dangers of the operation. But eventually, an air cutoff tool, which is normally used to cut off car pedals during a rescue, was used to remove this ring from the man. The spokesperson said, quote, our crews were professional and adapted to the circumstances they were faced with, end quote. They also say, we wish the man a speedy recovery. That's from the UK. Insert your own joke. See, we have gotten to the part, we have been doing Dark 30 long enough now with Shelley Wright in the studio. She just sits there and just laughs. She doesn't even say anything. I don't even know when we have her in the studio, Forrest. She just, I think we finally fried her brain.
I was going to say something about the jaws of life.
Yeah, well, that's a good time to, yeah, to bring up the jaws of life. Let's see here. Next headline. Bondage-loving Swedish mom admits building a sex chamber in abandoned military bunker. I don't even want to continue with that one. Next story is from Illinois. Let's see here. Two women arrested for running on a golf course in Illinois, baring their breasts. Two blonde ladies in broad daylight. One was 43, one was 45. Says that they were running around, just flashing men on the golf course. See, golf is a lot more exciting than I thought. I thought men were just knocking balls around, but it appears... I have trouble even hitting the ball. Forrest, you and I, we went to the putting green a while back.
You and I's golf game are about the same.
Well, how do we improve that?
Practice, practice, practice.
If there are women running around flashing, maybe we'll be there a little bit more often. But I don't know. I don't know that would help me hit the ball. Have you ever been to a golf course, Shelley?
I have been to a golf course. I do not play golf.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. I was just taking a stroll around. I don't watch golf.
Do you watch Cirque du Soleil?
No.
You know what it is, though, right?
Yes.
Well, okay, we're up on a break. When we come back, we have a story about Cirque du Soleil. Now, Cirque du Soleil is pretty weird and twisted anyway. But imagine, sitting in the audience, watching Cirque du Soleil, and you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. That would be news. But to make it Dark 30 material, there's a twist here. When we come back from the break, I will tell you what that twist is. It's the hour when we get to the outrageous stuff. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Speaking of Strange.
Je vais prendre ta douleur, saboter l'interrupteur. Je vais prendre ta douleur.
Okay, Shelley Wright, what is this from?
Blackula?
Yeah!
Yay!
You got it.
I won something.
Blackula.
Blackula.
You know, one thing I thought was interesting, and I knew this years ago. Okay, Forrest, say, let's let this play, because this is too good not to let play out. Say Dracula the way you think a Romanian would say it.
Black.
Okay, we'll call that a practice run. Try it again.
Dracula.
Now, the way...
I can't roll my R's.
The way you think a Romanian would say it. Try it again.
Dracula.
Okay, Shelley, you say it the way you think a Romanian would say it, having been to Romania.
I can't roll my R's either. It's Dracula.
You see, here's where both you guys are going wrong.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, and again, I knew this even years before I went to Romania, they say Dracula.
Dracula. They changed the U and the L.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a YA on the end. Dracula.
Dracula.
They don't say Dracula. They say Dracula.
Yeah, I didn't quite hear that distinction there.
You didn't
there.
Pick up on that?
No.
Dracula. Dracula. But I can roll my R's very well. Radu. Dracula. Welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. This is the hour of the program. You know, it's late, and we are giving you real news stories that are a bit more controversial. This is your warning. If you're easily offended, if, you know, you have kids, whatever, turn off the radio. Come back for some family-friendly programming later on. So before the break, I was talking about something that happened in California at Cirque du Soleil, which, you know, that's some wacky stuff. It's French. And, you know, they have amazing performances. They have gymnasts, and I've never actually been to Cirque du Soleil, but I've seen it on TV. You've been there?
I went to one in Atlanta.
Really?
Yes.
How would you describe that experience?
Very French.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a circus as you would see, like Ringling Brothers and it's, they incorporate music, and just the clowns are freaking scary.
Aren't they all?
No, these are especially scary. They have these white clowns with these big, pointy, dunce-looking hats on them is what it looks like.
Right.
And they're not funny.
Yeah. Clowns are not funny. Clowns are bizarre and creepy and weird. Sorry for all the clown fans that we have. So, okay, listen to this. In California, man and woman are watching Cirque du Soleil. And at one point, the woman, she appears to be like doing something to the man that you're not supposed to do when you're in an audience situation. And I don't want to get too detailed here, but it was clear what she was doing. She was involved gratuitously in this effort. So one of the people, another person in the audience, another woman, said, "Hey, please, you know, there are children here. Can you not do that, please?" So anyway, as they were leaving the show, when the show was over, you know, everybody's walking out, one of the women who had made the comment there to the other woman who was doing this, I guess she said something else to the woman who was doing it. And she said all of a sudden the woman who was doing it just hauled off and punched her in the temple. And then hit her again in her jaw. Turns out the two people, the man and the woman who were engaged in this, are U.S. Border Patrol agents. Yeah.
Ooh, talk about a twist.
Yeah. And so, you know, right now they're in trouble. People are saying they were drunk. They were, you know, disorderly, blah, 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 blah. Who knows if it's true or not. But, you know, you got two Border Patrol agents. One is 31, other 29, in Cirque du Soleil audience doing this, charged with punching and all this other misconduct. Very nights ago, people in a little community in Illinois, they woke up hearing a screaming man. And they went outside and they saw, at some point in the middle of the night, a naked man, bloody, running down the street, screaming. Of course, people called the cops, the proper authorities. And this man, who is 20 years old, said that he woke up in the middle of the night and found there was a spider in his bed. And he subsequently ran through a glass storm door, cutting himself to pieces, and continued racing down the street, a bloody naked man. One of the officers said that he believes there was not any drug or no alcohol was involved. Quote, "I just think he was sleeping in the nude and was really disoriented from waking up to find a spider in his bed." End quote. What do you think, Shelley?
Okay, I buy that.
Really?
Yeah,
you think
I do.
That could happen, that a man would wake up,
I think
a spider,
that could happen. Yeah.
And he runs through a glass door.
I know, as crazy as it sounds, I buy it.
And continues down the street. Just
yes. I hate spiders, too.
Sounds like you've been there.
Not that bad. But, no, I do not like spiders.
What do you think, Forrest? Do you buy that?
No.
Buy that story?
No.
Portland, Oregon. Car thief was high on drugs and masturbating when he plowed into a Portland crime scene. Man who was intoxicated and masturbating when he drove a stolen car threw crime scene tape surrounding the homicide of a teenage boy is not going to have to register as a sex offender. Okay. They say the guy had a low blood alcohol level, but he admitted to using methamphetamine and other things. Okay, interesting. Next, a penguin story. You like penguins?
I like penguins.
Who doesn't like a penguin?
Who doesn't like penguins?
Can you eat a penguin, Forrest?
I don't see why not.
I don't either. I mean, is there a law against it? I've never. Are penguins endangered?
Not from the documentaries I've seen.
Are they clubbing penguins now? I would try a penguin out. Shelly, would you eat a penguin?
I don't want to eat a penguin. They look kind of chuff and leathery to me. Just saying.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. They just do.
Tough and leathery?
Yeah.
A little cute little penguin?
Well, you know, adult penguins look that way to me. Not the little itty-bitty cute ones.
Some of those penguins are big, you know, those emperor penguins. They're like waist high. They probably kick your ass.
Probably so. Better not eat them.
Well, here's a new story from the BBC. Apparently, over a century ago, an explorer wrote down some details in his diary about penguin behavior. So shocking that they were removed from official accounts. He recorded that penguins are, quote, depraved. That they do horribly twisted sexual things to each other. Penguins. I mean, I know this sounds unbelievable, but it says here that, you know, this fella, he went to the South Pole in 1910 to study penguins. And he spent a lot of time down there and says he was shocked by what he described as, quote, depraved sexual acts of hooligan males. Said that they would do things with dead penguins. Yeah. They basically, you know, I'm not going to read you in detail. You can look this up. I'm sure that Mobius will have it linked up at our Facebook page, Twitter page, and all that. It said, penguins are twisted. Nasty little things, penguins are. I've never thought about that, but...
Who knew?
I wonder when penguins are, you know, engaged, if it just, you know, white, black, white, black, white, black, and, you know, it creates some bizarro... You could have an epileptic seizure if you watch penguins go at it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a story that's from Germany that's pretty darn bizarre. And then one that I've saved for the end. Keeping up with, I guess, what's becoming a theme here. The monkey story. You know, if you think penguins are bad, we know monkeys are. But this one, I read it and even I was surprised. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. It's a vampire movie.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Blade.
Yes. Club scene.
The club
Blade.
Scene, yes.
That's right. Very good.
Woo-hoo!
You could have almost won it, but you're going to have to buy those steak dinners now for me and Forrest. And maybe all of our friends, too. Who wants a steak dinner from Shelly? Just send me an email. We're in the final minutes of tonight's program, the Dark 30 Hour. It's the show we call Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Keep in mind, this is when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some more outrageous news from around the world, because that's what we do late at night here on this show. You know, we talk about the more outrageous and controversial and dark and twisted and depraved things. We explore the summit of man's enlightenment and the the dark depths of his depravity. And just to wrap up the show, a couple stories. One is from Germany. German police found a man crying on the street. And they asked him, you know, he was basically in rags. He looked like, he was pretty much naked. They said, what in the world happened to you? What's wrong with you? 31 years old. He claimed that he had been held hostage for 36 hours by a woman who was feeding him Viagra and using him as a sex slave for 36 hours. So this went on at least 8 times until finally she fell asleep. And he was able to escape. He just met her on a bus. He said, quote, you know, she invited me back. It was hell. I can't even walk. Please help me, end quote. Police say that this woman who did this, 43 years old, had done something very similar to another man a month before. When cops went there to arrest her, she invited them in for a quickie. Seriously, I'm not making this up. This is from The Sun in the UK. Apparently they're saying that this woman is trying to pretty much kill men using this technique, as far as they're concerned. And you know, there are stories that come out from time to time along these lines about women who abduct men and feed them Viagra, you know, in one way or another. And, and this woman had just gotten out of that, you know, a clinic for addiction for this sort of thing in Munich. Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? I mean, how much can you comment on that sort of thing, right? So, okay, Here's the last story I want to leave you with. It's a nice little monkey story. And this is from Asia. It's about a zookeeper at Wuhan Zoo in China. And, I don't like to use people's names, but his first name is Zhang. So, you know anybody named Zhang, Shelley?
I don't know anybody named Zhang.
Forrest, you know Zhang?
Not right offhand.
Okay. I know a guy named Dang. He's a bartender. And I always go in and, walk up to the bar and I say, Dang, I want a martini. Yeah, that joke's really old. So, anyway, this zookeeper named Zhang, he was in charge of a monkey. A little tiny, tiny little monkey. Just 3 months old. A rare little specimen of a monkey. And apparently, according to this story at Jezebel.com, Zhang, the zookeeper, noticed that the monkey, the little tiny monkey, seemed to be having some problems. Wasn't acting like it was feeling well. It had indigestion. It was acting sickly. And that's when Zhang, the zookeeper, realized that some visitors had been tossing some peanuts in there. They weren't supposed to be doing it. And this little monkey that had no teeth had swallowed the peanut whole. And Zhang realized that this monkey was going to die if it did not get this peanut out of its system. And he realized something that monkeys do to help other monkeys, when they have constipation, they lick each other's rear ends. Mm. And Zhang, the zookeeper, loved this little monkey so much that for 1 hour, he licked that little monkey's behind. And finally, that monkey passed that peanut out and saved that monkey's life. Now, that's love. And I call that a good positive end to tonight's Speaking of Strange. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and the Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one, not to mention part 3 of our Transylvania Expedition series. Next week, tune in. You are commanded!